presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil visited the Chinese messenger who had left the letter for Jungle Jim, and she threatened to kill him. When Jungle Jim reached Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn's cafe, he was given the latest news of Shanghai Lil and also the letter from the mysterious Chinese. It told Jim to make a secret visit to the writer, Lo Tung, at the hotel. When Jim followed the mysterious instructions, Lo Tung told him he had been sent by the American consul at Shanghai to ask Jim's aid. Before he could complete his message, a shot rang out and the Chinese messenger fell to the floor. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As Lo Tung falls to the floor, Jungle Jim bounds from his chair and drops beside him.
Lo Tung, speak to me. Lo Tung, speak.
Who's there?
Sure, it's me, Jim. Are you all right?
Oh, Pat Flynn. Yes, I'm all right. Wait a second. Come in, Pat, quick.
I thought I heard a shot as I came down the hall, Jim.
You did, Pat.
Holy St. Patrick. What's happened here? Jim, you didn't...
No, I didn't shoot him. The shot came through the window. See the broken pane?
Is he hurt bad, Jim?
I don't know yet. Pat, he's dead.
Dead, is it? Oh, the Lord have mercy on him. As meek as pie he was, and he always tucked his shirt in his pants like a civilized human, too. Did you find out what he was here for, Jim?
You just told me he had been sent by the American consul at Shanghai to enlist my aid when the shot rang out, and there he fell where he was standing.
You don't say. But how could anybody have timed it so well to shut him off like that?
I think they planned to kill him before he said as much as he did, but they arrived too late.
Yeah, there's no fire escape on this side of the hotel. How did the murderer shoot through the window, Jim?
We'll see. Turn out the light, Pat.
Yeah.
Come here now.
Yes.
Don't get in front of the window, though, in case our friend takes another pot shot into the room.
I'll stand well to one side of the window, Jim. Never fear for Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn sticking his neck out when the other fella has the advantage.
Look there, Pat.
Yes?
Whoever killed this China boy must have been stationed in that tree outside the window.
Be jabers if it ain't so. But neither hide nor hair do I see of the murderer.
No, he sure made a quick getaway. All right, Pat. You can turn the lights on again.
And no sooner said than done. Sure, and it's a good thing I made up my mind to close up the cafe and come up here after you, Jim.
Yeah.
I had a hunch. And mind you, I'm not the one to be given to anything supermental. I had a hunch that something was going to happen.
Is that so?
Yes, of course. I couldn't help suspicioning the little yellow clam here. Lord have mercy on him. On account of us not knowing anything about him or what he was up to. And he was sent here to get you to help his side, eh?
Yeah, so it seems. Boy, if they had only fired that shot a few minutes later, we'd have known what this was all about.
Yeah, bad sister, whoever did it, says I. Well, what are you going to do now, Jim?
Call the manager.
But Jim...
Hello. Hello, Bill. This is Jim Bradley talking. Better come up here right away. Your Chinese guest, Lo Tung, has just been murdered. Yeah. He was shot from outside while we were talking. Right.
What did he say?
He said not to touch anything. He'll be right up.
That's a good thing he'd find me with you, Jim. I'm a witness for you.
Yes, but not an eyewitness, Pat.
Be jabers, I never thought of that.
Now, you can say what you like about why you came here, Pat. But don't repeat what I told you Lo Tung said to me.
Sure, and why not? It's the truth. And as Father Egan used to say, sticks and stones may break your bones, but the truth can't never hurt you.
Well, this is one time Father Egan's proverb is wrong. It can.
Yeah, what do you mean by that now?
Just this. We don't know who was in that tree out there, but whoever was in that tree doesn't know that Lo Tung managed to tell me about the American consul at Shanghai. Now, by telling the truth, we'll be tipping our hand.
I see it now. You mean if you give the murderer enough rope, he'll hang himself.
That's the idea, Pat. Oh, just a second, Bill. I forgot the door was still locked.
I say, this is terrible. Oh, hello, Pat. Jim, I heard that shot and I looked out, but didn't see anyone. I never suspected anything was wrong up here, Jim.
The shot came through the window from that tree out there, Bill. Better send for the authorities. Come along, Pat.
No, but Jim, they may want to question you.
If they want me, I'll be at my camp.
Meanwhile, on their camp at the jungle trail, the Reverend Chalmers arouses his daughter from her sleep.
Lynn. Lynn, dear, wake up, dear.
Is it morning? Why, Dad, what's the matter?
Help me to break camp, Lynn. We're leaving at once for Burawane.
With what?
I said we're leaving at once for Burawane. You must help me to break camp.
Of course, Dad. But why in the middle of the night
this? Oh, dear, don't waste time asking questions. Just do as I say. I've got most of the supplies stowed away in the motorboat. There's just the tent and a few odds and ends. I let you sleep as long as I could.
I don't understand this. You didn't say anything at supper about us going to Burawane.
Yes, I know. Roll up the beds while I loosen the guy ropes and pull up the stakes, Lynn.
Right away, Dad. As soon as I get my eyes open. We've gone this long without a guide. I should have thought we could wait until morning to start for Burawane.
We're not going down for a guide, my dear.
Are you taking me to Burawane to send me back to Mother?
Oh, Lynn, dear. I've asked you not to waste time asking questions.
Well, I don't think it's fair if you are. I told you I think it over about going back to Shanghai, and I haven't decided yet.
Oh, give me a hand here. Now, let's get the tent folded up. Now, fold it this way first.
Yes, Dad.
That's it. Now, this way.
Right.
Fine. You can put the beds in the boat, Lynn, while I'm rolling the tent up.
All right, Dad. But you can't change the subject as easily as that.
Oh, Lynn, bring me back a pail of water to put out the fire.
All right.
I'll pack up the kitchen utensils.
Here's the water, Dad.
Thanks, dear. You can stow these things away while I put out the fire. Then I'll bring down the tent and we can get underway.
Then will you tell me what this is all about?
Yes, yes, I guess I'd better.
I'm glad you realize that.
Now then, let's stow this tent away. Ah, that's it. I don't think we've forgotten anything.
Well, Dad, I'm waiting. What is this all about?
Lynn, I want you to watch me carefully while I start the engine. First, you turn this valve up like this. Then you squirt a little petrol in it, like this. Then you close the valve, spin the flywheel, like this. There she goes. This is the way to stop it. You think you could do it by yourself?
Yes, I think so, but...
Good. Now, here is a map of the river. There's Burawane down there. And here's where we are at the present moment. The only dangerous part of the river is through this part marked in red. We must keep in the center while running along here. There's a channel in the center and submerged rocks on either side. We mustn't lose our propeller, you know.
Of course I know that, Dad. But you're talking as though I were going to make this trip alone.
You may be, Lynn.
What do you mean?
Well, just that. You may make the trip alone. That's why I'm giving you these careful instructions. You see, my dear, I haven't been feeling well for the last day or two.
Why, Dad... Why haven't you told me before?
Oh, I thought I could fight it off. But tonight I woke up feeling worse. I know it's no use. I've got to get to a doctor. That's why we're starting for Burawane tonight. Lynn, your father's a very sick man.
Before returning to his camp outside of the town, Jungle Jim goes to the cafe with Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn for a few moments.
Yes, sir. Tis a queer business all around, Jim. Now, stand right here where you are until I get the light lit.
Okay, Pat.
Ah, there we are. You can come in now and shut the door, Jim. Pat, now I'll fix us up a little nightcap.
Thanks. I can't figure this out, Pat. I wonder what in blazes the American consul at Shanghai could want with me.
Well, now, maybe he needs an assistant, Jim.
He may need an assistant, but I couldn't be that for him.
Well, why not now?
Oh, there's a long string of names on the diplomatic waiting list for that office right now. No, Pat, it can't be anything official.
Well, when it comes to anything not official, be jabbers, you're the finest unofficial official in the whole country, or out of it.
Thanks, Pat.
And I'll stake me word of honor on that, Jim.
Oh, I'm afraid you're prejudiced.
Yeah, and who isn't of them as knows you, Jim?
How did that consul ever hear of me? I don't even know his name. Lo Tung was shot before I could learn that. It might be somebody I used to know back in the United States. Somebody who's worked his way up in the diplomatic corps while I've been tramping through these jungles.
Now, say, there's an angle I never thought of. It's more likely that's the way of it.
Pat, have you seen any other Orientals around here the past few days? Or was Lo Tung the only one?
Yeah, he's the only one I see, Jim.
But whoever shot poor Lo Tung knew that he wanted my help.
And that's the truth of it. Listen. What's that airplane doing around here this time of night?
Probably some Army scout plane.
Pat?
There's something mysterious behind a letter from the American consul and the sudden death of this Chinaman. I'm going to see this thing through.
Good for you, Jim, and I'll stick with you.
Well, I guess I'd better hit camp. See you in the morning, Pat.
Yes, sir, bright and early.
And remember, if the authorities come around, Lo Tung was killed just as he and I started to talk.
I'll remember everything you told me, but that, Jim.
Where's Jim? They told me I'd find him here.
For the love of... Shanghai Lil, what are you doing here at this time of night?
Shut up. Where's Jim? Are you deaf? Where's Jungle Jim?
How can I answer when you told me to keep still?
All right, you can talk now.
Jim ain't here. He's gone to his camp outside town. Here! Where are you going?
Jim's camp. I want to see him.
That's quite a hike.
I'm not going to walk. I'll fly there in my new plane.
As Jim approaches his camp, a fast plane roars over his head. Then, with motor cut, it glides toward him. Jim runs to his tent. As he arrives, a girl in flying togs greets him.
Hello, Jim, darling.
Shanghai Lil, what in blazes...
Well, aren't you glad to see me?
Not particularly.
You will be when you hear what I have to say, Jim.
What is Shanghai Lil about to reveal to Jungle Jim? The adventures you have just heard dramatized appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, you will find all of the interesting, amusing, and adventurous characters who live in the world of colored pictures. You will chuckle with Bringing Up Father, laugh at the antics of the Little King, and roar at the adventures of Skippy. There is also Barney Google, Flash Gordon, the Katzenjammer Kids, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same station, same time, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.